Welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Rebecca. Are you ready for an exciting lesson? I hope so, because we are going to get started. Now, here's a question, though, for you to consider. Do you take care of your spine? Okay, before you say yes, are you sure? Well, you're not going to want to miss today's lesson titled Health Watch, Take Care of Your Spine. Well, here's a pre-lesson quiz. When you sit at your desk, your feet should A, feel the chair, B, touch the ground, or C, wear colorful socks. Do you know the answer? Well, if you do, wait for just a little while and make sure you know the correct answer, because we're going to answer this question in today's lesson. So, let's get started.
Health Watch. Take care of your spine. When you sit at your desk, your feet should touch the ground. Also, your spine should be straight, your shoulders should be back, and your hands should rest comfortably just above your waist. Maintain good posture as often as possible. When standing, your weight should be balanced evenly on both feet to avoid straining your muscles and joints. Wear proper footwear. High-heeled shoes are common culprits, but even tennis shoes can be a problem if they don't provide you with proper support.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们要看的是 strain 这个动词。Strain 是指扭伤或拉伤。例如 ,he strained his neck while sleeping. 他睡觉的时候扭伤了脖子。或者是 ,the athlete strained his ankle during the game. 这位运动员在比赛的时候拉伤了脚踝。Strain 也可以当名词。例如 ,if you're overweight, the excess weight will put extra strain on your knees.如果过重的话，多余的重量会增加膝盖的压力。继续我们看 proper 这个形容词。proper 是指适当的或者是合一的。例如 ,Henry never seems to be able to keep a proper job. Henry 似乎从来都没有办法保持一份像样的工作。或者是 ,it's proper to dress formally for this kind of occasion. 这种场合穿正式的服装是合一的。它的反义词是自首加上 im, 变成 improper。例如 ,it's very improper to cut in on others' conversations. 打断别人的谈话是非常失礼的。
Okay, Gabe, I'm excited about the lesson today because we get to continue talking about body mechanics, right?
Yeah, these are some good tips, Rebecca. Come on, I mean, I think it's important to know how to take care of your spine.Even though it may seem kind of tedious reading through some of these tips, I think they are very helpful. So what is the first one, Rebecca?
Well, when you sit at your desk, your feet should touch the ground. Touch the ground.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Isn't that the answer to the question you asked earlier?
Yes, Gabe, you got it right. Your feet must touch the ground.
And here, the thing is, some people, when they sit in a chair, they like to dangle their feet. Maybe they like to sit in chairs that are too high or too tall for them, and so their feet don't touch the ground. Well, friends, that is not good for your spine.
Guess what, Gabe? Sometimes I actually like to sit in chairs that are really, really high. I like to dangle my legs.
Yeah, Rebecca, you know, it can be very fun.
It really can.
One day, you might find yourself in the hospital because you didn't make your feet touch the ground when you were sitting in a chair.
Okay, well, we won't talk about that right now. Let's continue with our lesson. We read, also, your spine should be straight, your shoulders should be back, and your hands should rest comfortably just above your waist. Now, this actually reminds me, when I was a kid, sometimes I would sit in a chair and I would...slouch like this.
Oh, yes.
You know, slouching. And my mom would be like, Rebecca, sit up straight. No slouching.
Hey. So then I would have to sit up straight.
Just like you see here on the screen, friends, sit up straight. It's true. Sometimes my mom would tell me the same thing. Sit up straight, Gabe. Don't slouch. All right, so you want to sit up straight when you're sitting. And of course, if you're standing, you need to stand straight. Don't slouch. Stand up straight.
And you know what's so funny is sometimes it's more comfortable to slouch.
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed that when you're walking, it's actually more comfortable to slouch, but it is so bad for your back. So make sure you stand up straight, sit up straight, protect your spine.
That's right. Even if you want to rest, try to do so in a way that is good for your back, okay? Don't just slouch back in your chair to rest. Mm-hmm. Well, friends, that is our first tip for today. We continue on here, maintain good posture as often as possible. Now, let's just pause right here and talk about this little phrase, as often as possible. I believe you can use other words here to replace that adverb often as something as possible.
I think I have a good example. I like to ride my bike as fast as possible.
Very good, very good. You can ride your bike as fast as possible.
Right.
If you're running in a race, you want to run as quickly as possible. Oh, you know, there's a couple of letters you might know. A-S-A-P.
A-S-A-P.
You know what that is short for, Rebecca?
I know.
Yes?
As soon as possible. Can you please arrive ASAP, as soon as possible.
That's right. Do something as soon as possible, or as soon as you can. You know, you could do something very slowly, too. For example, when you're taking a scooter test, you want to pass that test. It's not easy. You know, there's a part in this scooter test where you have to drive as slowly as possible. Rebecca, have you ever taken the scooter test?
Well, no, not yet.
No.
But I have a feeling, Gabe, that was probably the most difficult part for you, because I think you like to drive your scooter as fast as you possibly can, right?
You're right about that, Rebecca. It was so hard. In fact, it took me 3 times before I passed that scooter test, because I had to learn how to drive as slow as possible. Well, friends, there are many other ways, many other adverbs that you can use this phrase with, okay? Maintain good posture as often as possible, or as you possibly can. When standing, your weight should be balanced evenly on both feet to avoid straining your muscles and joints. So I guess what that means, Rebecca, is don't lean too much on one side, right?
Right, right. You want to make sure that you balance the weight between both of your feet. Well, you know, Gabe, I really like this third point. This third point is wear proper footwear. High-heeled shoes are common culprits, but even tennis shoes can be a problem if they don't provide you with proper support. And it always amazes me when ladies, they wear these high-heeled shoes and they're going to have to walk for, like, long distances, or maybe they're just having to walk around the office all day long.
I know what you mean, Rebecca.
Do you?
I've seen people that wear their high heels even when they go out hiking in the mountains.
Yes. How
Seriously.
Is that possible?
Yeah, you should wear tennis shoes or something more comfortable if you're going to go hiking. So high heels really are the culprit. They are to blame for back problems for a lot of people. But our lesson says here, even tennis shoes can provide problems or give you problems if you don't have the proper tennis shoes.
That's right. So make sure, no matter what you're doing, you wear the proper footwear. Well, you know, talking about footwear, high-heeled shoes, these are compound words, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
And you know what? The guys in the InfoCloud have something they would like to say about compound words. Let's go there now.
There are many ways English words come into existence. One way is through the formation of compound words.
Compound words are made up of primary words, what we might call the basic building blocks of English. Primary words are simple nouns, verbs, adjectives, adverbs, prepositions, and pronouns, like sun, run, fun, very, over, and me.
Combining two or more primary words in any combination produces a compound word.
Now, compound words come in three forms. The first is the hyphenated form, like high-heeled. In this example, we see two primary words combined, but still separated by a hyphen to form one new word.
Some compound words might even have two hyphens, like mother-in-law and editor-in-chief.
Okay, the second compound form is the closed form, which are two primary words stuck together with no space between, like in the word footwear.
The third form is the open form, two primary words separated by a space, like the words blood flow, post office, and real estate.
Knowing how compound words are created will enable you to better detect them and maybe create some new English words of your own. Hey, who says you can't?
我们今天来看英文的 compound words, 复合词。复合词是由两个或两个以上的 primary words, 基本字所组成的。复合词有三个类型。第一种是由 hyphen, 连字符号所组成的。像 high-heeled 就是一个复合词。有一些复合词会用到两个连字符号，像 mother-in-law。另一种复合词是将两个基本字合并成一个字，比如说 footwear， 这种字英文有很多，像 haircut 剪头发， greenhouse 温室都是一些例子。第三种复合词是两个分开的基本字，像 blood flow， 另外像 high school， post office 也属于这一类型的 compound words。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Hello, young man, and what brings you in today?
Oh, my back hurts. Ouch!
Okay, well, you can call me Dr. Brittingham.
Hi, Dr. Brittingham.
And let's figure out what is wrong with your back.
Okay.
Well, first of all, let's talk about your posture.
Uh-huh.
When sitting down, make sure your feet touch the ground.
But I can't. This chair is too tall.
Well, you can move the chair down.
Oh.
There you go. Exactly. And also, you want your spine to be straight. Sit up straight.
Like
good.
That. Okay,
your
good.
Shoulders should be back.
Back and, shoulders?
Yes, and your hands should rest comfortably
my hands
in
right
your
here.
Lap.
On
so
my
put
lap.
Put your hands down. Yes, just relax. So you want to make sure you maintain good posture
uh-huh.
as often as possible.
Got it.
And also, make sure you're wearing the proper footwear.
Huh?
You wore those shoes all day?
Yeah.
And you were hiking and jogging?
Uh-huh.
That is definitely not the proper footwear.
That's okay. I can take them off.
Oh. Oh. What's that horrible smell?
I don't know, doctor, but I feel better already.
Oh, my
goodness.
Thanks
a lot.
Oh, that's terrible.
Goodbye.
Well, wait, hold on. You forgot your shoe. Well, friends, make sure you maintain good posture, and let's continue learning about our lesson. Oh, so bad.
Health Watch. Take care of your spine. Next, adopt healthy habits. Don't smoke.Smoking can restrict blood flow to vital spinal tissues, depriving them of oxygen and important nutrients, which decreases your body's natural ability to heal. Exercise regularly. The best programs for back health include core strengthening and cardiovascular exercises. Lose weight.Excess weight can significantly increase back pain and cause back conditions. Reduce stress. When stressed, the body tightens its muscles. This can result in spasms, muscle knots, and pinched nerves that are painful and can lead to more serious problems.
Alright, 接下来我们看的是 cardiovascular 这个形容词。Cardio 这个字根表示心脏 ，vascular 有血管的意思，所以 cardiovascular 是指心血管的。例如 ，the patient who suffers from a serious cardiovascular disease used to be a heavy smoker。那位患有严重心血管疾病的病人以前是个老烟枪。或者是 ，the test can show the condition of the cardiovascular system instantly。这个检查可以立刻显示心血管系统的状况。最后我们看的是 pinch 这个动词 ，pinch 是指挤或压造成疼痛。例如 ，Samuel pinched his little sister's arm and she started to cry。Samuel 捏妹妹的手臂，她就开始大哭。或者是 ，When I found out I had been accepted by the school, I kept pinching myself to make sure it wasn't a dream。当我知道我被学校录取时，我一直捏自己，确定自己不是在做梦。And now let's get back to our teachers。
Thank you, Michelle. Well, next our lesson says to adopt healthy habits. And of course, the first tip here is don't smoke. Now, we all know smoking is a bad idea, but here is why. Smoking can restrict blood flow to vital spinal tissues, depriving them of oxygen and important nutrients, which decreases your body's natural ability to heal. Wait a minute, the natural ability to heal. Rebecca, doesn't that have to do with the...
Gabe,
the system in our body that...
I know what you're thinking of.
Yeah, what is it?
It's the immune system.
Yes.
Yes, the immune system helps your body fight against disease. Is that what you were thinking of?
Exactly, 免疫系统, the immune system. This phrase is not in your lesson, but that's kind of what this tip is talking about. You want to make sure that you don't do anything wrong to your spine, and smoking can affect your immune system.
So I guess... We shouldn't smoke. You shouldn't smoke either. It's very bad for your health. Well, let's read what the next tip is. We read, exercise regularly. Huh, just like the guy in the front of your cover. Exercise regularly.
Well, it looks like he's kind of in the middle of a race. Just kind of like these guys over here. Now, if you're exercising regularly, it doesn't mean you're running really quickly like this. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're not preparing for a race all the time, right, Rebecca?
Well, that's right. Exercise comes in different forms. Some people they enjoy walking very quickly. Mm-hmm. Other people enjoy running. Or, hey, some people actually like to play Frisbee for exercise.
I love Frisbee. Ultimate Frisbee is a great game to play. It's a great team sport. There are so many different ways that you can exercise regularly, right?
Right.
And we read on here, the best programs for back health include core strengthening and cardiovascular exercises. Well, that word cardiovascular has to do with the heart, but what about the word core?
Ooh.
This is to do with the muscles, including your abs and your chest, that keep your spine and shoulders straight or in the right place.
That's right. These are some great tips. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you agree, Gabe?
Exactly. So you want to make sure you don't smoke, that you're exercising regularly, and what else?
Well, you need to lose weight. Now, hold on for just a moment. Not everybody needs to lose weight. Keep that in mind.
Uh-huh. Some people probably need to gain weight, right?
Yes.
But our lesson does say excess weight can significantly increase back pain and cause back conditions.
Excess? Excessive?
Our lesson says excess, but that is a related word. Excessive.
That's right, and we want to talk about that word right now. Excessive, that just means too much. So, let's think of some example sentences. Aha, I've got one right here. Exercise is good for you, but excessive exercise can actually be very bad for your health.
All right, or maybe... You shouldn't have an excessive amount of snacks every day. That won't help you lose weight. Here's another way to use that word excessive, to maybe talk about something abstract. Mm-hmm. I'm sick and tired of the excessive violence that we see on TV.
Oh, yes, that's a great example, Gabe. Or you could say eating more than one bowl of ice cream can be considered excessive. One bowl is plenty. But you know, Gabe, mm-hmm. I think we should talk about our last tip.
Oh, yes, we do have one more tip here. Reduce stress. When stressed, the body tightens its muscles. This can result in spasms, muscle knots, and pinched nerves that are painful and can lead to more serious problems. Okay, so if you have a lot of stress in your life, try to reduce that stress.
Exactly. Well, right now, it is time for us to review today's lesson with a review skit.
We'll see you soon.
Ooh. Ooh. Ouch. I've got back trouble.
You're not the only one. Back pain affects 8 out of 10 people.
Oh, that many?
Yes. Common mistakes lead to a bad back.
Oh, wait, common mistakes?
Yes, and I can give you some tips to improve overall back health.
Oh, great. Yeah, please do.
Stretch before exercising.
Okay, I can stretch.
Push objects, heavy objects.
Yeah. Oh.
Push, don't pull.
Oh, oops.
And if you have to lift, lift with your knees, not your back.
Okay.
Oh, no. Avoid sudden twisting motions.
Oh, oops. All right.
And in the office, make sure your chair and your desk are at the right height for you.
The right height?
Yes. When sitting, your feet should touch the ground. Your back should be straight.
Oh.
And your shoulders back.
Oh, like this?
Yes. And when standing, balance evenly between both feet to avoid straining muscles and joints.
Okay.
And wear comfortable shoes.
Ooh. All right.
Healthy habits are important, too. Don't smoke. Exercise regularly and avoid excess weight.
All right. I'll follow your advice.
Great. You'll feel better in no time.
Oh, my
Oops.
Back.
Oh, sorry.
We're talking about back health and how to protect your back from injury. We see that when you sit at a desk, make sure your feet can touch the ground. Keep your spine straight, shoulders back, and hands just above your waist. And when you're standing, try to balance your weight on both feet so you don't strain your muscles and joints.
All right, well, friends, make sure that you review those tips that you learned today for taking care of your spine.
That's right, and we will see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom. See you then.